My name is Naima, and I go to Escuela Bilingüe Pioneer. And learning online is a little bit trickier since we started learning about Schoology, and it's just a little harder because when everyone's on it, it's all slow, and sometimes it can be really hard because everyone is learning at once, and it can be a little frustrating.
That was Naima. She's a student at Pioneer Elementary in Lafayette and is one of the thousands of students across Colorado dealing with online learning, like her friend Rose.
My name is Rose and I go to Escuela Bilingüe Pioneer. Online school isn't the best thing. I mean, I like that we have the comfort of our own home, but then it's like you get distracted by everything that you do have at home, and at school you don't have that access. So I feel like it would be better if we did in person, but then online is also better for the situation currently. But yeah, I agree, it's like hard and confusing.
For Rose, there are things that are confusing, especially in math.
Our class has these slides with some easy, like, multiplication or division question or whatever. And a lot of people can solve those easily because they actually caught up with stuff, even though we've been in quarantine for about 7 months. But it's a bit confusing as they answer a lot quicker than you do, and you're still figuring it out, and then they just blurt out the said answer in chat. And you're like, oh, well, that's the answer. I guess I didn't need to work it out. And the teacher, I can tell they don't recognize this. They're just like, oh, okay, three students have said the answer. Yeah, let's move on to the next slide. I don't really care about the other students.
Naima also struggles with the challenges presented by digital learning.
And like sometimes I won't get something, and then literally just like three students will type it in chat, and then the two on and don't get an actual chance to write it down. And it's really like hard to do it because like some people they catch on quicker, and if they like write it in the chat, like the teacher will say write it in the chat in 5 minutes, and then they'll do it like right after she says that.
But there are things that Naima and Rose like about learning online.
And I like how, one, in Paradeck, it's like really like actually fun. But also in Google Meet, I like how like instead of like raising your hand in the thing or doing a thumbs up, you can click a button in the side that raises your hand or gives you a thumb up.
Naima remembers her friend Carmen, a classmate that she has seen first today since the beginning of online classes because she didn't have Wi-Fi.
Like today for the first time I saw Carmen, which is one of the girls I haven't seen in any of the classes, yeah. But I saw her in Miss Betty's class.
It might not just be Wi-Fi, it might just be her not wanting to attend classes. It's
yeah,
something normal
people,
from her.
Some people do that, like they just don't attend classes, and the teacher like in Google Hangouts will be like, why didn't you do that? And she's like, and they're just like, oh, because I don't have Wi-Fi. Some people do that.
Lara Mamatre is Naima's mom and Digital Divide program coordinator from Bridging the Digital Divide, a community initiative concerned in closing the digital gap. She says it is important more than ever now with the increased need for internet accessibility, especially in education.
So over the last 10 years, BVSD has been moving to an increasingly digital interface. So report cards are online, the applications for free and reduced lunch are online, and every year they require parents to do what's called an annual data update, which is just to update your contact information, number of people in the house, etc. And they were finding that they had a hard time getting this done. A lot of parents didn't have the internet at home. They didn't have a computer. And so what they did is they would set up days at the beginning of the school year where parents could come in. They would have people there who spoke Spanish and English to help guide them through the process. And they would go into the computer lab at the school and they would do it. Well, this is great, but it doesn't solve the problem on the other end. So this solves the problem for the schools. They get their updates. They get what they need, but it's not helping with the problem is becoming clear that there are people who don't have access to internet, who don't have a computer at home, and who don't really know how to fill out a form like that.
Panmatre says many families are having difficulties in accessing the technology.
Other organizations that were seeing problems were organizations like WIC, organizations like, Housing and Human Services. They're all seeing people who didn't have the ability to fill out by themselves a form for benefits, check their benefits online. You know, Social Security benefits are only able to be checked online now. You know, they're strongly encouraging people in all of these services to use online portals to check their benefits, to get updates, to receive notifications, to update information. CCAP, for example, is another organization that reached out to me for help. You now have to have an email address and you have to have an account online to use your CCAP benefits. And a lot of people had trouble getting registered for CCAP and receiving their benefits and getting help with childcare. So this is something that even before the pandemic, we are seeing, we are more and more requiring people to have a very basic level of digital skills and literacy to be able to participate fully in society, to receive benefits, and to get ahead. And so this was what brought a group together to try to find a dedicated person and to fund a program that would attack both the lack of connection. We know it was a full 14% of the Boulder County population at that time that was not connected, that we know of. And that's from census data, so not everyone fills out the census, and a lot of the people who don't fill out the census are the ones who are not connected. After that, we have the problem with if they are connected, there's a lot you can't do with a cell phone. You know, I hear this argument all the time. Oh, well, everyone I see has a cell phone. Well, I mean, it's really hard to upload a document from a cell phone. It's really hard to fill out some online forms because the website just might not be configured for mobile use. It's really hard to fill out a CV, right? A resume. It is hard to apply for a job. There's a lot of things. It's hard to write a term paper, right? It's hard to sometimes access spreadsheets when you only have a cell phone. And the last piece was the actual knowledge. We take for granted that everyone knows how to use email, that everyone is checking their email. We take for granted that it's easy to fill out an online form. It's not for everybody. It's not easy for them to navigate the internet, to be safe on the internet, to not be taken advantage of, to know where and how and what words to use in a Google search to find what you're looking for, to typing incorrectly, to all of these things that we take for granted.
Van Matre says this is especially true for newcomers in our society who grew up in places where computers were not part of everyday life. She says there is a bigger problem now because internet accessibility is not a luxury anymore, but essential for almost every aspect in society, especially now for work and school.
The problem is, though, now it is not just a luxury, right? We used to view internet as something like a luxury, right? Now it is more like what's the fourth utility, right? You need to have water, electricity, heat, and internet, right? So for education and for work, for most people, they need at least in some way to connect to the internet for their work or for education, right? And so now that the school, there used to be a distinction between the home and the school, right? And so maybe there was a lot of inequality with what children faced in their home lives and their economic situations, but everyone was supposed to be treated the same when they got to school. Everyone was supposed to have the same opportunities when they got to school, right? We're no child left behind, right? We're not going to discriminate, right? We're going to give everyone the opportunity to get the best education they possibly can. Well, that's not true if the people are in their homes, in homes are not equal.
According to the Colorado Department of Education and the Colorado Education Initiative, more than 65,000 students in Colorado lack internet access. The state of Colorado is spending $2 million to provide internet access to students who are learning from home during the COVID-19 pandemic. These steps will go some way towards closing the digital divide, and advocates like Lara Van Matre say that it is urgent that this issue is addressed.
We can't address every aspect of homes being equal, but having internet in your home when it is essential for your work or for your school is one that we can and must address.
For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo.